Hello again. Now this week it's hard once more to escape the COVID thing. But looking behind the headlines, it can be illuminating with a sort of medical flavour. I sense the medical world has looked on with abject horror and not small levels of bemusement as the President of the United States did what he did last weekend as he left his military hospital and extolling the improvement in his condition, COVID positive nevertheless, in some sort of quasi-messianic form. We all thought, it's the steroids, it's the dex. Since dexamethasone, a very potent so-called corticosteroid, was introduced, ironically, I think, initially in the UK some time ago, allowing the treatment regimes to change for the most unwell patients with COVID-19 infections, it has been a bit of a game-changer. Licensing rules, allowing it then to be used for those needing supplementary oxygen or on ventilators, and it has been shown to be a useful addition to what was then, prior to this, a rather scant pharmaceutical therapy cupboard for COVID sufferers. Remarkably though, COVID cases seem to often demonstrate for what in other normal times would be absolutely alarming drops in measured blood oxygen level, the so-called PO2. Numbers typically, 98 to 99 in air at sea level would be around normal, but often in COVID cases, down to the early 90s or below, and occasionally into the late 80s. That is horrifying. Almost as if you were nearing the summit of a high peak in the Himalaya without any bottled oxygen. Indeed, looking at the figures, about 1 in 12 summiteers in Everest without oxygen will die on the way down, versus about 1 in 35 to 40 who use it. The PO2 there on the summit, round about 70% or so of the norm. That is terrifying. So the President's oxygen was apparently 94 or even 93%, prompting the supplementary oxygen and adding the dexamethasone too. Now lots of our island residents have unwittingly perhaps been party to dex treatments in the form of Maxidex. The name gives the thing away. Maxidex eye drops, typically prescribed for 4 weeks, four times a day, following cataract surgery. The powerful anti-inflammatory effect blunted the expected reaction to the eye of this, although friendly fire, still an assault on the front of the eye and an intrusion into the inner workings of the lens mechanism. The accompanying antibiotic drops four times a day as well, ensuring infections are kept to a minimum. Steroids can increase your risk of certain infections. Dexamethasone by mouth in tablet or occasionally IV or muscular into the system directly is a very powerful stuff. It's a very powerful agent and not without side effects. Some of the times the side effects though are useful. In cases, for example, where you try to encourage or boost the appetite, energy levels, mood for certain situations, classically in cancer care, low-dose dexamethasone can do this, short-term at least. It was always used to employ dex following brain surgery to reduce brain swelling following sort of tumour removal and things like that. It's a very useful but very strong agent. So lots of uses. COVID just being the latest example, I suppose. However, strong anti-inflammatories bring with them some issues too. In steroid cases, occasionally a change in mood, occasionally elation, occasionally the steroid almost psychosis effect we possibly witnessed a little chink of last weekend, watching effects across the pond. Patients frequently comment on this sort of thing. They might say, well, since being on the steroids, doc, I haven't slept a wink. I feel like I'm Superman. The classic statement being, woo, I felt like papering the ceiling at 3 a.m. I felt that energetic. Donald Trump was making similar noises, I recall, last week. I felt never better in 20 years or something like that. There is a fallout, though. As you reduce and stop the stuff, everything quickly returns to as it was. A bit flat, a bit energyless sometimes, in some cases. So why doesn't everybody just take it anyway? No, no, no. Like anything, being turbo-boosted, turbocharged artificially for too long, there are downsides. The list of side effects being long, entailed, and pervasive down the years. So the motto usually is, lowest effective dose for the shortest possible time, depending on clinical situation. Some folk do need replacement steroid therapy if their pituitary or adrenal glands aren't working properly, or they're requiring long-term replacement, anti-inflammatory-wise, for all kinds of arthritic conditions, including something called polymyalgia rheumatica, where steroids basically are the only treatment that really work, and they do so dramatically. Sometimes needing low dose for years. So that's a glance at steroid therapies. Who knows what is coming next in this tale from across the way of medical intrigue, theatre mixed with politics. Either way, east or west, in fact Boris Johnson knows all about next methadone too, I suspect. As does perhaps, other leaders in the world who've been so affected. Who knows? COVID-19. 19 just seems such a long way away, doesn't it? 2019. Until next week. Cheerio.